Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah. Greetings, everyone, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank Father God, even right now, for the opportunity to hear his word, to speak his word, to praise him, to seek his face, to love him, to know him, to trust in him. Hallelujah. We thank him for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he'll do. For our God is good. Truly good is our God. And we just thank God for everything that he does, what he's done, everything is good. Hallelujah. We thank him for his word. Because his word is light, it is life, and it is his will. His word is his will, and his word is the way to eternal life. And we thank Father God that he has set it all in place from the foundation of the earth. And we're just to believe and to walk in that truth and trust in him and know that he loves us no matter what you're going through. No matter what is happening in your circumstances, don't fight the distractions of doubt and lack, but begin to seek Father God and look to the hills at which cometh your help. Look to Father God and trust in him in Jesus' name. Trust in him in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, in his Hebrew name. Yeshua HaMashiach is the Hebrew name for Jesus. Hallelujah. Trust in him and know that he is going to bring you through, that he's there with you. Don't stop in your wilderness. Don't stop while you're going through, but keep moving forward because you're meant to go through it, not stay there. And we thank Father God that it is a process that he brings us through. And daily he is with us, you know, molding and making and shaping us into the perfected saints that we are called to be. And we thank Father God for perfecting us. Even when we don't understand, we're not to lean to our own understanding, but trust in Father God. Because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And as we trust in the he in us, which is God, the Holy Spirit, we can know that we will tread over serpents and scorpions and any obstacles that will come our way. We will tread over it and we will be victorious. And we thank God that he has already placed us as victorious people as we trust in him, as we trust in him, as we pray to him, as we praise him, as we seek him, as we love him, as we share his goodness with others. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. As we love on him, hallelujah, hallelujah, and allow him to love us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As we read his word and as we pray for others, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that we will be and we are victorious. And we thank Father God for the victory that we have in him. We thank Father God that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank Father God that many souls will be won and are being won unto his kingdom even right now. Many souls are loving and seeking and wanting to know more about Yahuwah and Yeshua HaMashiach, which is in Hebrew. It's the name for God and Jesus. And many souls are seeking the truth. And the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit, is leading and guiding people unto his truth. Because we're in that hour where there is still access. Hallelujah. There's still access. The door is open. The door is open, and Jesus' arms is open. So those who don't know him and want to know more of him, just say you believe and love and trust in him and welcome him into your life because he has already welcomed you into his arms. Where there's fullness of joy and where there's peace, there's love, there's blessings that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. There are many benefits when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you believe in God and what he's done through his son Jesus, the benefits are too numerous to describe, but they're all good because God is good and he wants the best for his sons and his daughters. And we just thank Father God for his love. And you are listening right now to the testimony show. So if you want to call in and share your testimony, the call-in number is 347-945-7871. And be blessed. To God be the glory. And we do it all for God's glory. We do it all because we're called to do what Father God has called us to do, is be disciples, to win souls, to share his goodness with others, to share our testimony. And our testimony is Jesus and what Jesus did for us on Calvary, how he went to that cross and he died and he descended into hell and he took the keys of death. Hallelujah. 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 And hell, and ascended up back to us, and then he ascended up into heaven. And through that, we have access and eternal life by believing in him and what he did. And he's called us even now to begin to operate in the gifts that he's given us, because we're in the hour where we have to be focused and know that he is with us and he has equipped us and he is equipping us. He's equipping the body of Christ. He is reviving and strengthening us and equipping us. So don't lean to your own understanding, but continuously trust in him. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're going to read Psalm 40. So if you can turn with it, we'll read it. Hallelujah. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, and even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works, which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Hallelujah. 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 Sacrifice and offerings thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yeah, thy law is within my heart. Hallelujah. 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 I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me, for innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. Hallelujah. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore my heart telleth me, be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. make no tarrying. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that was Psalm 40 that we were just reading. Go back and read it again. And God will make a way in each and every one of our situations as you wait patiently and trust in him and know because he is a good God, because God is good. And good is our God, and there is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way to peace, joy, love, salvation, and the many benefits only through his son, Yahushua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. So trust and know that he is with you through every situation. Just call on him. Call on him and praise him and thank him. Thank him and love him and know that he is going to bring you through. For whatever situation you're in or whatever you're going through right now, know that that too shall soon pass and you will rejoice. And you should be rejoicing now knowing that Jesus is going to bring you through and he is with you right now through your situation. And God is blessing you with the blessings that will make you rich and add no sorrow. He is equipping you as a mighty warrior for the days ahead. God is in the midst of us. And he is going to bring us through. So do not lean to your own understanding, but trust in him and acknowledge him in all your ways, all of your ways. And he will direct your path. He will direct your path. He will let you know his will for your life. You have to trust and believe and know that, because we are in that hour. He is showing you even right now. You have to just be keen in your hearing. And you have to seek him, because in his word, if you seek him, you will find him. And you have to listen, and you have to rejoice and be glad. Rejoice in the goodness of God and be glad in it. Rejoice always, and always be glad. Hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And if you could turn with me right now, we're going to read Revelation. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm at Revelation 7, chapter 7. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. Hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Hallelujah. 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 And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And they were sealed, hallelujah, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtalim was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh, which sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon, which sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi, which sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar, which sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun, which sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph, which sealed 12,000. of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed, 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands. Hallelujah. And cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saying, blessings, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Hallelujah. 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 And we were reading chapter 7 in the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God be the glory. And I'm going to briefly read from the book of 2nd Esdras. Hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory. Thank you, Father. We're going to read chapter 3 from 2nd Esdras. Hallelujah. Getting it right now. And we just thank God right now for his word. We thank God for his word. Hallelujah. 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 And this is coming out of the Apocrypha. So everyone might not have this in their Bible because it's from the Apocrypha. Okay, and it's chapter 3, 2nd Esdras, chapter 3. And it says, in the 13th year after the destruction of the city, I was in Babylon. I, Salathiel, who am also called Ezra. I was troubled as I lay on my bed, and my thoughts welled up in my heart, because I saw the desolation of Zion and the wealth of those who lived in Babylon. My spirit was greatly agitated, and I began to speak anxious words to the Most High, and said, O Sovereign Lord, did you not speak at the beginning when you planted the earth, and that without help and commanded the dust, and it gave you Adam, a lifeless body, yet he was the creation of your hands, and you breathed into him the breath of life, and he was made alive in your presence, and you led him into the garden that your right hand had planted before the earth appeared. and you laid upon him one commandment of yours. But he transgressed it, and immediately you appointed death for him and for his descendants. From here there sprang nations and tribes, peoples and clans, without number, and every nation walked after its own will. They did ungodly things in your sight and rejected your command, and you did not hinder them. But again in its time you brought the flood upon the inhabitants of the world and destroyed them. And the same fate befell all of them, just as death came upon Adam, so the flood upon them. But you left one of them, Noah, with his household, and all the righteous who have descended from him. When those who lived on earth began to multiply, they produced children and peoples in many nations, and again they began to be more ungodly than were their ancestors. And when they were committing iniquity in your sight, you chose for yourself one of them, whose name was Abraham. Hallelujah. You loved him, and to him alone you revealed the end of the times, really by night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're reading 2 Esdras. Hallelujah. 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 God be the glory. We're reading 2 Esdras. You made an everlasting covenant with him and promised him that you would never forsake his descendants. And you gave him Isaac, and to Isaac you gave Jacob and Esau. You set apart Jacob for yourself, but Esau you rejected, and Jacob became a great multitude. And when you led his descendants out of Egypt, you brought them to Mount Sinai. You bent down the heavens and shook the earth and moved the world and caused the depths to tremble and troubled the times. Your glory passed through the four gates of fire and earthquake and wind and ice to give the law to the descendants of Jacob and your commandment to the posterity of Israel. Yet you did not take away their evil heart from them so that your law might produce fruit in them. For the first Adam, burdened with an evil heart, transgressed and was overcome, as were also all who were descended from him. Thus, the diseases became permanent. The law was in the hearts of the people along with the evil root. But what was good departed, and the evil remained. So the times passed and the years were completed, and you raised up for yourself a servant named David. You commanded him to build a city for your name and there to offer you oblations from what is yours. This was done for many years, but the inhabitants of the city transgressed and everything, doing just as Adam and all his descendants had done, for they also had the evil heart. So you handed over your city to your enemies. Then I said in my heart, are the deeds of those who inhabit Babylon any better? Is that why it has gained dominion over Zion? For when I came here, I saw ungodly deeds without number, and my soul has seen many sinners during these 30 years, and my heart failed me because I have seen how you endure those who sin and have spared those who act wickedly and have destroyed your people and protected your enemies and have not shown to anyone how your way may be comprehended. Are the deeds of Babylon better than those of Zion? Or has another nation known you besides Israel? Or what tribes have so believed the covenants as these tribes of Jacob? Yet their reward has not appeared and their labor has borne no fruit. For I have traveled widely among the nations and have seen that they abound in wealth, though they are unmindful of your commandments. Now, therefore, weigh in a balance our iniquities. Weigh in a balance our iniquities and those of the inhabitants of the world, and it will be found which way the turn of the scales will incline. When have the inhabitants of the earth not sinned in your sight? What nation has kept your commandments so well? You may indeed find individuals who have kept your commandments, but nations he will not find. Then the angel that had been sent to me, whose name was Uriel, answered and said to me, "Your understanding has utterly failed regarding this world. And do you think you can comprehend the way of the Most High?" Then I said, "Yes, my Lord." And he replied to me, "I have been sent to show you three ways and to put before you three problems. If you can solve one of them for me, then I will show you the way you desire to see and will teach you why the heart is evil." I said, "Speak, my Lord." And he said to me, "Go weigh for me the weight of fire, or measure for me a blast of wind, or call back for me the day that is past." I answered and said, "Who of those that have been born can do that? That you should ask me about such things." And he said to me, "If I had asked you how many dwellings are in the heart of the sea, or how many streams are at the source of the deep, or how many streams are above the firmament, or which are the exits of Hades, or which are the entrances of paradise, perhaps you would have said to me, 'I never went down into the deep, nor as yet into Hades, neither did I ever ascend into heaven.' But now I have asked you only about fire and wind and the day, things that you have experienced and from which you cannot be separated, and you have given me no answer about them." He said to me, "You cannot understand the things with which you have grown up. How then can your mind comprehend the way of the Most High? And how can one who is already worn out by the corrupt world understand incorruption?" When I heard this, I fell on my face and said to him, "It would have been better for us not to be here than to come here and live in ungodliness and to suffer and not understand why." And he answered me and said, "I went into a forest of trees of the plain, and they made a plan. And he said, 'Come, let us go and make war against the sea, so that it may recede before us, and so that we may make for ourselves more forest.' In like manner, the waves of the sea also made a plan and said, 'Come, let us go up and subdue the forest of the plain, so that there also we may gain more territory for ourselves.' But the plan of the forest was in vain, for the fire came and consumed it. Likewise also the plan of the waves of the sea was in vain, for the sand stood firm and blocked it. If now you were a judge between them, which would you undertake to justify and which to condemn?" I answered and said, "Each made a foolish plan, for the land has been assigned to the forest and the local of the sea a place to carry its waves." He answered me and said, "You have judged rightly, but why have you not judged so in your own case? For as the land has been assigned to the forest and the sea to its waves, so also those who inhabit the earth can understand only what is on the earth, and he who is above the heaven can understand what is above the height of the heaven." Then I answered and said, "I implore you, my Lord, why have I been endowed with the power of understanding? For I do not wish to inquire about the ways above, but about those things that we daily experience. Why Israel has been given over to the Gentiles in disgrace? Why the people whom you love have been given over to godless tribes, and the law of our ancestors has been brought to destruction, and the written covenants no longer exist? We pass from the world like locusts, and our life is like a mist, and we are not worthy to obtain mercy. But what will he do for his name that is invoked over us? It is about these things that I have asked." He answered me and said, "If you are alive, you will see, and if you live long, you will often marvel because the age is hurrying swiftly to its end. It will not be able to bring the things that have been promised to the righteous in their appointed time, because this age is full of sadness and infirmities. For the evil about which you ask me has been sown, but the harvest of it has not yet come. If therefore that which has been sown is not reaped, and if the place where the evil has been sown does not pass away, the field where the good has been sown will not come. For a grain of evil seed was sown in Adam's heart from the beginning, and how much ungodliness it has produced until now, and will produce until the time of threshings come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Consider now for yourself how much fruit of ungodliness a grain of evil seed has produced. When heads of grain without number are sown, how great a threshing floor they will fill. Then I answered and said, how long? When will these things be? Why are our years few and evil? He answered me and said, do not be in a greater hurry than the Most High. You indeed are in a hurry for yourself, but the Highest is in a hurry on behalf of many. Did not the souls of the righteous in their chambers ask about these matters, saying, how long are we to remain here? And when will the harvest of our reward come? And the archangel Jeremiah answered and said, when the number of those like yourselves is completed, for he has weighed the age in the balance, and measured the times by measure, and numbered the times by number, and he will not move or arouse them until that measure is fulfilled. Hallelujah. 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 Then I answered and said, but O sovereign Lord, all of us also are full of ungodliness. It is perhaps on account of us that the time of threshing is delayed for the righteous, on account of the sins of those who inhabit the earth. He answered me and said, go and ask a pregnant woman whether, when her 9 months have been completed, her womb can keep the fetus within her any longer. And I said, no, Lord, it cannot. He said to me, in Hades, the chambers of the souls are like the womb. But just as a woman who is in labor makes haste to escape the pains of birth, so also do these places hasten to give back those things that were committed to them from the beginning. Then the things that you desire to see will be disclosed to you. I answered and said, if I have found favor in your sight, and if it is possible, and if I am worthy, show me this also, whether more time is to come than has passed, or whether for us the greater part has gone by. For I know what has gone by, but I do not know what is to come. And he said to me, stand at my right side, and I will show you the interpretation of a parable. So I stood and looked, and lo, a flaming furnace passed by before me. And when the flame had gone by, I looked, and lo, the smoke remained. And after this, a cloud full of water passed before me and poured down a heavy and violent rain. And when the violent rainstorm had passed, drops still remained in the cloud. He said to me, consider it for yourself, for just as the rain is more than the drops, and the fire is greater than the smoke, so the quantity that passed was far greater, but drops and smoke remained. Then I prayed and said, do you think that I shall live until those days, or who will be alive in those days? He answered me and said, concerning the signs about which you asked me, I can tell you in part, but I was not sent to tell you concerning your life, for I do not know. Now concerning the signs, lo, the days are coming when those who inhabit the earth shall be seized with great terror, and the way of truth shall be hidden, and the land shall be barren of faith. Unrighteousness shall be increased beyond what you yourself see, and beyond what you heard of formerly. And the land that you now see ruined shall be a trackless waste, and people shall see it desolate. But if the Most High grants that you live, you shall see it thrown into confusion after the third period, and the sun shall suddenly begin to shine at night, and the moon during the day. Blood shall drip from wood, and the stone shall utter its voice. The people shall be troubled, and the stars shall fall. And one shall reign whom those who inhabit the earth do not expect. And the birds shall fly away together, and the Dead Sea shall cast up fish. And one whom the many do not know shall make his voice heard by night, and all shall hear his voice. There shall be chaos also in many places. Fire shall often break out. The wild animals shall roam beyond their haunts, and menstruous women shall bring forth monsters. Salt waters shall be found in the sweet, and all friends shall conquer one another. Then shall reason hide itself, and wisdom shall withdraw into its chambers, and it shall be sought by many, but shall not be found, and unrighteousness and unrestraint shall increase on earth. One country shall ask its neighbor, has righteousness or anyone who does right passed through you? And it will answer no. At that time people shall hope but not obtain. They shall labor but their ways shall not prosper. These are the signs that I am permitted to tell you. And if you pray again